The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. The Senate debate in Massachusetts was great. When I'm watching these debates, these Senate debates, they don't get much coverage, but a lot of good moments. And again, I think it shows where the Republican Party is going. We're not playing political correctness anymore. We recognize the Democrat Party for what it is now. It's the biggest threat to American prosperity and freedom and safety. And so it's being addressed that way. Warren, so let's go to some of these clips. Again, this is how a Republican talks now. This is how a Republican candidate talks now when they're not controlled, they're not blackmailed, they're not afraid of political correctness, they're not afraid of the American media, like this in clip 17.
To go after them on overdraft fees, where folks like J.P. Morgan Chase were making more than $1 billion a year off people who were struggling making it day to day. I'm in those fights, but I think crypto ought to have to follow the same rules as everybody else.
Briefly,
I wish
Senator
Warren would attack inflation the way she attacks crypto. I wish she would attack securing the border the way she's focused on crypto. You know, she's so focused on crypto, she had the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase available for questioning, and they had financed the largest child sex trafficking operation in history with Jeffrey Epstein. And you know, Senator Warren didn't ask a single question. She wanted to talk about crypto because she's so hyper-focused. Now, I know that because I was raped as a child for a period of 2 years, I might be a little more sensitive to those child rape victims. But I want to ask Senator Warren, why would you not ask one question? J.P. Morgan Chase settled for $290 million to these rape victims. They had to settle with the U.S. Virgin Islands. And Senator Warren doesn't ask a question. You want to know why? Because a former Democrat president's involved. Because her donors are involved. Because people that she knows are involved. Again, loyalty to an agenda, loyalty to a party. I come back. I come in and I want transparency on everything. I'd like her to, on behalf of all those rape victims, though.
So, look,
pardon me, stand and applaud. John Deaton. More of that. Imagine if every Republican senator talked like that. Now, unseating Elizabeth Warren is obviously an uphill battle. And probably a long shot. How about Senator John Deaton calling out the Epstein child sex trafficking right there during a Senate debate? Epic. You think you're getting that in the old Republican Party? You think you're getting that from an establishment candidate? You think you're getting that 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, 16 years ago? No. 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 What have I been saying? A Republican running for office has to sound like me now if they want to win. They think like us. They talk like us. They have the worldview that we have, which is just reality. By God's grace, I hope we have Senator John Deaton in 20 days. Here he goes after Warren again, burying her in clip 18.
I can't help it. Let me finish, please. Let me finish. I can't help it when she goes to ban an entire industry that they're motivated against her because they see a viable candidate. But listen, the rules are already there. Senator Warren, you notice she didn't answer the question about those rape victims. You know, you can't call yourself an absolute warrior for women if you only select the women you're willing to protect.
You know, I really don't understand this charge, and I don't know what you're talking about here. I have pushed on the banks and tried to get more regulation over the banks and tried to hold the banks accountable every single time they step out of line. Now, I get it. They're big and they're powerful. Of course, I don't take my money from the banking industry, I take my money from the people who want to support this campaign. What I don't hear you talking about is what exactly do the crypto folks expect to get by funding 90%
of your campaign?
You want to
know something? Everyone out there, I sued the government because the SEC had done something really bad to small retail investors. And a lifelong Democratic judge agreed with me. I did it all pro bono. And this token XRP was called legal because of my work. I won Lawyer of the Year, Consumer Advocate of the Year, Defender of Freedom Award because I did it for free. And guess what? Last week, that crypto billionaire that she's talking about that has supported me just donated millions of this XRP token to Vice President Harris' campaign. If I didn't do what I did, sue the SEC on behalf of small retail investors, that donation to your candidate of choice, Senator, would not have happened. So, Madam Vice President, if you're watching, you're welcome.
I would.
You know, if he can't pull the long shot victory off, I hope John Deaton has a role in the Trump administration. And this is kind of part of the problem, I think, that we have still with some of the Republican establishment and even the RNC. And this isn't meant to, you know, find a way to be negative here, but I mean, it's just the truth. Why isn't John Deaton a household name? This guy should be a superstar. Have you ever seen any clips of John Deaton before? You ever heard of John Deaton before? What do you think of him right now? Pretty awesome. But, you know, some of the RNC is more concerned about getting their own names and faces, and the people around Trump are more concerned about getting their own names and faces. It's just the truth. Not trying to be negative. It's fine. Why haven't we been building up John Deaton? This guy is an incredible candidate. I guess we just sacrifice. We can't win a race against Elizabeth Warren. I don't like that attitude. Nonetheless, one more from Deaton here, clip 19.
Yes, listen, you notice she still avoids the issue, and she just misled the voters again, because I said that I had a victory fund. I was trying to get state legislature people elected because the one-party system's not working in Massachusetts. Again, Senator Warren misled. But here's the thing. Senator Warren lives in this hyper-partisan political world where she's defined by party. You notice it's Democrats are great, Republicans are bad. I got news for you, Senator. All of you suck in Congress. All of you. It's a broken system. I'm disrupting that system.
Oh, it's so nice you want to hear it twice. Can we get the last 10 seconds of that? Oh my gosh. More John Deaton, please. Senator John Deaton, please. He looks over at Senator Warren and says, I got news for you, Democrats and Republicans, you all suck. Please.
Political world where she's defined by party. You notice it's Democrats are great, Republicans are bad. I got news for you, Senator, all of you suck in Congress. All of you. It's a broken system. I'm disrupting that system.
I mean, that's about as good as it gets right there. So it's a long shot, but I'd love to have that man in Congress. What a beautiful victory that would be for the people of Massachusetts and for the entire country to have a good senator coming out of Massachusetts instead of that pathetic excuse of fake Indian Elizabeth Warren. There's another great one in Virginia. Going against Tim Kaine, and that is Hung Cao, and his political ad really hits home here, running all over the state in clip 23.
This is the scariest sound you will hear when you live in a communist country. This is the last sound my parents heard when their fathers were taken away in the middle of the night. And they never saw their loved ones again. That's the sound of losing your freedom, the sound of always living in fear. That's my family's real life story. We escaped from Vietnam just days before Saigon fell to the communists. We were given a new life in the most generous country on earth. America saved my life. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy. I earned a master's in physics and fellowships at MIT and Harvard before the left replaced merit with racial quotas. I spent my life trying to repay my debt to America, my country, our country, with 25 years of service in Navy Special Operations, combat in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. But now our country has taken a dark turn. That's Joe Biden's Justice Department sending 24 armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family. That's Joe Biden's IRS raiding a gun shop and seizing thousands of records from law-abiding gun owners, our names, our addresses, our social security numbers. That's Joe Biden arresting his challenger in the next election, a former president of the United States. And now a different sound. That's the sound of someone breaking into your home or business. The sound of crime destroying our cities and communities. That's how it all starts. They let criminals back on our streets. Millions of illegal immigrants pour across our border each year, including military-aged men from all over the world. And enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in this country. And the Biden family? Well, that's how it works in a dictatorship. The rules don't apply to the rulers. We are losing our country. You know it, but you also know you can't say it. We're forced to say that wrong is right. We're forced to lie. We can't let that happen. I've been all over the world. Believe me when I tell you, if America fails, there's nowhere else to go. I'm Hung Cao, retired Navy captain, running for United States Senate. I still believe America can be the land of opportunity. I have an obligation to fight back against those who want to control our lives and disrupt our families. We need real fighters, not politicians, not bureaucrats, not keyboard warriors acting tough in a custom-made suit.